Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echebarren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Echebarren for a passed ball. Robinson moves to second. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echebarren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echebarren hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Palmer moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Freeze. Palmer scores. Snyder moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Orioles. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Palmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Echeverrin for a passed ball. Ward moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby is 0-for-1 in the game. Lomaby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Palfrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Palfrey reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Palfrey scores. Powell moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair bunts towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverry hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. John Romano now catching. Bob Locker now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Robinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-4, Orioles. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Palfrey is walked intentionally. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 0-for-3 in the game. Etchy Barron hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-3 in the game. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Bulfari reaches third base with a triple. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell is walked intentionally. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a fly ball towards center. Blair settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Blair. Ward moves to second. Joe Horland pinch runs for Pete Ward. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Al Weiss. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.